You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the 36th edition of the Just for Laughs Festival, presented by Bell in collaboration with Lotto Quebec. Comedy Pro is proud to present today's podcast. Now, no one wants to hear your phone go off during the show, so please, take that last perfect selfie or tweet about the awesome show that you're about to see. Don't forget to include the hashtag JFLMTL and then set your phones to silent and put them away. Also, please note that during the show, the use of any phones, cameras, or audio-video recording is strictly prohibited. For all things Just for Laughs, check out hahaha.com. And don't forget to download this year's new JFL app, available on iOS and Android. Now that we've got all that out of the way, sit tight. The show starts in a minute. Enjoy!
You Know What, Dude podcast on Riotcast.com.
We're a little, what's happening? Welcome to You Know What, Dude, live at, wow, those are fucking Canadian shins right there. Holy shit, dude. Yeah, you should be. Those are too pale with tattoos. Tribals. Oh, yeah, yeah. You have flip-flops on? What the fuck are
tribals
you?
Tribals and that elephant, the lying down elephant.
Yeah, but the other thing on his shin, that coated fucking white guy shit he has on his shin.
They look like, they're like water shoes. Are they water shoes? Yeah, that's good. It's, you know, it's fucking practical. It's raining a lot. Absolutely.
Yeah, you know what else they have for rain? Called shoes. Regular shoes. They cover the whole foot. Yeah, look into it, you fucking lunatic. What's the other fucking weird fucking eyeball with a fucking half a foot and a Mets logo? What did you get, a black belt and something? What is that?
Mets logo.
Dude, first of all, my self-esteem's too low to do that because I actually got excited. I was like, I have a fan. I have someone who got a tattoo. You have a tattoo of me? All right, well, get a fucking tattoo and then we'll talk. Welcome to the You Know What, Dude podcast. I have beautiful guests on today, my favorite people, and of course, to my right, Gary Gummel, one of my longest friends. He shouldn't like me because he's way too funny and way too smart, but somehow we get together.
Like you. I love you.
I love you.
I worship you.
Oh, if I was gay, I would sleep with Chris first and then you, because you're too intimidating. At least he's my height. We got Chrissy D.
Hey.
How you doing? I know, right? Yeah. Look at, isn't he a fun? Yeah,
it.
Exactly. Yeah. The Bay Ridge Boys.
Yeah.
And the Hyenas on Riotcast.
Yes.
And then we have Miss Pat.
Hey, girl. How y'all doing? Hey.
Miss Pat was supposed to be here. But her voice was hurting, so I replaced her
with Kyle. You're black, right? Get out of here.
Well, I'm barely black. I think Chris is more black than you.
Never mind.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. It's a fucking joke. Kyle Grooms, I've known you for a long time. I've known you longer than I've known Chris.
Yeah, actually, since Miami Improv days.
My God, yes. Yeah. So thank you for filling in for Miss Pat.
All right.
Not all the way. That was a fat joke.
Yeah, yeah.
Because she's chubby. I can do that. Yeah, yeah. You can't. So we're here in the festival. Now, how many times is this your you've been to the festival?
This is my fourth.
Fourth?
Yeah.
More than that.
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Chris, what about you? Let me just guess. This is probably your third time.
Yes.
Right? And the first time you came as a new face.
Yes.
So excited.
Yep.
All kinds of magic happened for you.
Yep.
You did one show and they surrounded you like a princess. Birds came down. Fucking Canadian landed on your shoulders.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And you were upstairs at that party and hey, and what's your name? And thanks. You had like a pocket full of cards.
Yeah.
You got to go up to your room with business cards from all these people. ABC, yeah. NBC, CBS, FX, you fucking Hulu, Netflix.
Yes.
And you were like, woo! Yep. And then nothing happened.
Yep. And then all that, and now I have a show on Riotcast.
Now, Kyle, why are you here?
I'm filling in for Miss Pat. She missed her flight, so I came. No, I'm kidding. But, this is my second time here. I haven't been here since 2002.
No shit.
16 years ago, I did New Faces.
Yeah. What the fuck?
You haven't been here this the first time since?
Yeah, and they didn't even invite me back this time. I had to sneak in through LOL.
2002 is that?
So
that
I'm really not supposed to be here. But.
African-American New Face.
Was it really? What?
You know who did it the year I did? Todd Lynn was a new face.
He's dead.
He's dead, yeah.
The last time you did it, people were alive.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
That's fucking nuts. That's holy shit a long time ago.
We haven't even, Rickles.
Did you ever do New Faces? No.
Yeah, I did.
You did?
1999, yeah.
God damn it. I didn't get a... They wouldn't bring me for a new face ever.
Really?
I love that that didn't shock anybody in this crowd. Not one person. You're like, we wouldn't bring you either.
No, I think it's a huge oversight.
What, that I didn't be... I was brought up nasty show right away in a gala. Yeah. Who was it? Robbie, I think. And then my first show up here was with Dave Attell, Nick DiPaolo, Louis C.K., and Jim Jefferies.
Wow.
That's the show. I was like shitting my pants. I got in a huge fight with Nick. I was mad at Nick.
Because,
I love Nick DiPaolo.
Oh,
but
yeah.
He was hosting, and as I'm coming off, first show, he's like, where the fuck did you steal those jokes? And I come downstairs fucking like just a little lion pacing. I was more in shape back then. Wow. I would use a different animal now. But... and I'm like, Louis, like, what's wrong? I'm like, fucking Nick, what the fuck? I gave him a big speech because I love monologuing. And and he's like, dude, what the fuck? Why would he say that? Blah, blah. It turns out that he was like, you're so funny now. Dude, you're so funny. You must have stole that joking because that was amazing. Right. Insecure cocksucker I am.
Yeah.
I almost fought Nick DiPaolo. Imagine if that, if I just suck a punch.
That
would have
been a good fight back in the day. Now he'd destroy you, but that would have been a good fight. That would have been a good fight back in the day.
I was going to try to think. I got nothing. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. Well, I just saw him a couple of days ago. He's
jacked. He looks great. Yeah, I pulled
jacked.
A hammy going up Mount Royale with Miss Pat.
And Tim Dillon.
Tim Dillon.
Oh, my God.
You could have saw us three fucking chubzos walking up. You think they were giving away free donuts at the top of the hill.
It's a Nathan For You episode. Yeah. That's a two inside.
Yeah, right.
What are you going to do? They all don't hit. Most of them don't.
Jesus. Yeah. You don't have to tell us. We know.
Yeah, I fucking hate myself. I sat in fucking 24C coming out here.
Are you mumbling
next
to yourself?
Next to the bathroom. I'm just saying. I'm a scumbag.
Saying? We're listening.
I hate it all. My kid's mom took all my money. So
I don't know what's happening right now. I don't know. What the fuck? Are you okay?
No, please. I'm living with Mad Dog Matter, and I'm not okay.
Please don't let it happen right now.
All
right. Okay. Listen. Did you? You have no money?
No, I have. I'm okay, but things. You got to pay taxes, and then the judges in New York. It's like everything just goes to the woman.
Judges.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Court. For child.
You mean
support.
Everything goes to the mother of your child?
Yeah. No, yeah. But my kid gets. I love my kid, but I mean, I want her to get it, but I mean, her mom's, does she need a BMW? I mean, my kid's not driving that thing. All my kid needed
your
was...
Your girl drives a Beamer because of you?
You know how crazy it is? My girlfriend has leased a Beamer and doesn't even have a license. How nuts is that?
Oh,
Yeah.
I would love to meet her boyfriend, Puerto Rican dude who's
well,
riding
I've
that.
Met him, and he's a big fucking guy.
Is he Puerto Rican?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he's like, yeah. He's huge. He's like he's a big fucking
kid. So you can't fuck with him?
No chance. I never would anyway.
Does he have a neck tattoo? How far do the tattoos go up?
They go up. No, yeah, no. He's got a chest tattoo, which is even scarier. Right across the chest, yeah.
You're in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah, if he had a koi fish on his arm, you could take him. If he's got some type of Jesus on his chest and a crown behind his ear, you're fucked.
Yeah. No, I'm doing all right.
Yeah, you're doing all right?
Yeah, yeah.
Kyle, you haven't been up here since 2002. That's right after the towers went down.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's a long time.
Yeah, I know. I don't even think I got an audition to come back since 2002. And I'm a great comic, people. Believe
absolutely.
Me.
Absolutely.
Don't think I'm let's up here bullshit.
Grind axes the entire time we're up here. We'll just grind axes.
Well, here's the thing you can say is that you're back now.
Yes. Yeah. I'm
right?
happy to be back. Yeah.
Look, I don't come back every year, every other year. But listen, the thing is, no. I mean, sometimes you come back, sometimes you don't. But they try to get... The one thing they do with this festival that's really good, unlike other festivals, because you do other festivals, God bless their hearts, it's just one type of comic. It's just one. This is what we like. Go and we'll sprinkle it. This place has it all.
Yeah.
From around the world, every fucking show, big shows, little shows, one man shows. They have podcasts. They literally do it all. I mean, when you're on a show with everybody, right?
Right.
I mean, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And then they do all the other stuff like the Ari show, the storytelling shows. I mean, they get it all in, and they do bring people back who haven't been here in a while. I mean, you're a good comic, not as good as us, but you're good.
What?
I mean, JFL is pretty much a barometer for good. Come on.
Barometer.
Hey,
impressive.
Fuck you, Gallman.
Barometer, yeah.
Is it really impressive to you?
I think so.
It's a good word, right?
It's one of the last words I thought you would use today. We took.
I use it a lot, though.
A list.
It's one of those dumb guy things where you learn a word and you just kind of use it. You try to use it everywhere.
Yeah.
Walking to an ice cream show. What's the barometer of the ice cream?
Yeah. I've been saying ubiquitous a lot lately.
Why?
And you've been saying it wrong.
It's ubiquitous, you dumb dago.
Well, guys, I'm sorry to announce that Just for Laughs has you have to go again, Kyle.
All right, yeah.
Well, hey, Kyle.
Thank you, guys. It's been great.
Kyle, we'll see you in 2025.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Come here, Kyle. No. Don't leave.
No.
Fuck you.
I'm you can't make him.
Just sit over there.
You can't make him leave.
We, Now, Miss Pat, I'm sorry. No, I'm kidding.
Come here. Hey, Robert.
You're an asshole, Bobby Kelly.
I was going to tell you, Robert, you can't put a black man in the back like that.
In the corner.
Not anymore. Miss Pat, how you doing?
My fucking voice is going out. I'm so damn tired. I'm too old for this shit. I'm at the point where I want to do cocaine, and I've never done drugs.
Do you want to do some coke?
No, I don't, Robert. Damn. It was a joke.
By coke, I mean pizza or something later, me and you?
Oh, fuck yeah, pizza. Why do you go to the gym? He go and walk 5 miles and eat an ice cream cone. I'm like, you're defeating the fucking purpose, Rob.
No, I'm not. I don't want to fucking get like these guys. I want to maintain this.
What?
It looks good. Yeah.
I'm trying to maintain this. I like this. I like a little round belly.
Yeah.
But do like you know how much more dick you got in you?
How much dick I got?
In you, if some shit would back up,
Miss Pat.
I'm telling you, you got a
first
black
all,
man dick up under that stomach. I'm telling you.
First of all, Miss Pat, it doesn't matter what size dick I had. My wife's not touching it. Okay, she's not touching it. And you know what? I can. My dick is nice. If you get rope, wrap it around my nuts and shaft, and then wrap it to a door and shut the door. And if I walk forward, my dick is there.
Okay.
There you go.
That didn't sound right. That sound painful.
It does sound painful.
Look, he ain't saying shit because he's like, I have none of those fucking problems.
You have a big pee-pee?
Yeah, my shit aight. You know?
Why'd you just get blacker?
Yeah. That's confidence.
Because Miss Pat's here?
That's confidence from a black man.
That's a dick question. What am I going to say? It's 100% correct. Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
my shit good. My shit good.
Robert, his dick got a driver's license.
I'll tell you who's got a big pee-pee up here.
Who?
I'll tell you who's got a big piece.
Who? Oh.
I want to tell you about this this new company. Well, not new. They're on my podcast all the time. Brooklinen.com. I got their sheets in my bed. Mm-hmm. They're the most comfortable sheets I've ever had in my life. They're the winner of the best online bedding company for good housekeeping. Has like, I don't know, I think like 20,000 five-star reviews.
Holy shit.
It's incredible. I love them. I put them on my bed. You know, sometimes these people send you stuff. You're like, okay, I'll use it and whatever. You might never use it again.
Right.
On my bed, bought another pair. I got three pairs at my house.
And the name's Brooklyn. If it's Brooklyn, I got to put it on my body.
Brooklinen.
Oh, Brooklinen. That's Brooklinen. A great creative name.
It is. It's unbelievable. So check it out. So, I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, they're based in Brooklyn, and they're not your typical New Yorkers, you know? I mean, who is anymore? They live in the city that never sleeps, yet they're committed to bringing you the best sleep ever.
Founded in 2014 by husband and wife Vicky and Rich Fulop. And their dog, Ducks. They have a dog, which is...
But it's pronounced Dukes, you idiot.
Oh, my God. I was going to say, what a weird name. I like that name, Ducks, though. Dukes is cool. Their mission, five-star hotel quality sheets to everyday life. Luxury sheets without the luxury markups, okay? Most bedding, the markup is 300% by the time it gets to you. Their method, take out the middleman, keep things personal, just between them and the customers, from design to manufacturing to customer service and beyond. Small businesses approach, that's the way they do it, from being run by a husband and wife team involved in every step of manufacturing. That's what I love about it.
Well, let me ask you, do they got different colors and materials to choose from, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, they do. And that's all that I need to know, because I like all different colors and materials to choose from when I'm choosing my linens.
Yeah, and they have, it's old-fashioned spirit, despite totally modernizing an old industry. Sheets don't just feel great, they look great too, because of that very thing right there. Brooklinen sheets are the best sheets, most comfortable sheets I've ever slept on, Chris.
I want Vicky and Rich Fulop to adopt me. That's how much I love their sheets.
Brooklinen.com is giving away exclusive offer to my listeners, $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code WHATDUDE at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so sure you'll love these sheets that they offer risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee, lifetime warranty on all their sheets and covers. The only way to get the $20 off and free shipping is use promo code WHAT?
What dude? Yep.
Brooklinen.com. That's Brooklinen.com. Promo code what dude? Brooklinen.com. The best sheets ever. Relax.
Yeah.
How excited you are.
Yeah. Oh my God. Let me tuck it.
Chrissy D's got a big piece.
Who's I it? Send it out.
Right That's next me, to yeah. you. This kid that looks like one of the new kids but got old.
Yeah. I got tits. I don't have a big dick. I've sent my penis to Robert.
You have a big dick till you run a train on a chick with a black man. Then you realize you're just average.
You know what? But I played basketball in high school and college, and I've seen a lot of dicks. A lot. And
you shouldn't say that. You sound like Tim.
I don't care. Yeah, well, fucking good. Maybe I'll get a sitcom if I'm gay. Everything I get is one and done because I'm a straight white male. Absolutely. If I was a fucking transgender Eskimo, I'd be headlining everything out here. Yeah,
we should all suck each other's dicks.
No, but I would always...
that was a bad idea.
I would be the kid...
I'm sorry, I just said that. I shouldn't have said that.
Well, I went to all-boy Catholic high school.
Of course you did.
Jesus.
Absolutely, yeah. So we play basketball, you know...
Where'd you go, Cardozo?
Archbishop Molloy High School.
Oh, so Kenny Anderson.
Kenny Anderson, right. Yeah, Kenny Smith, good basketball team. And I feel like you would always have to be a little bit gay to, like, prove that you're straight out there. So we would always be like, you know, biggest kid on the team. Like, I remember this kid, Stefan Cherry, 6'9", you know, huge. And he always wanted to shower with his bathing suit shorts on. But we were like, bro, we all want to see your dick. We were like lining up to see it. We were like, just show us your penis. And he was like, dude, you guys make me feel weird. And I'm like, look, if you're gay, you're gay. Keep the bathing suit on. But if you're straight, you'll show us your cock. And then he pulled that thing out. It was a fucking day I'll always remember. I mean, that thing was massive. And it's the biggest dick I've ever seen. And I'd be lying if I told you I don't. Not that I think about it sexually, but it pops into my mind at times. You know? It's not a sexual thing, but you just think about how it's, you know, it's an organ.
It would be nice if you can buy it, wouldn't
it? Buddy,
to be honest with you, yeah. Not that I want it. Again, I'm not gay. But yeah, when I saw it, I kind of wanted to just, you know.
Chris.
Just like a cat. Like a cat post. Like a scratching post. But it's his cock.
Christopher.
Yeah.
Jesus,
you bullied
Christ.
Someone into showing you their cock.
But you have to understand, Bob.
No, that you. But you like, oh, man, you're a pussy if you don't show us your dick. That's like the weirdest bullying I've ever heard of.
Yeah, can I say something? Yeah. Wait, I grew up in the South, and my mama used the word cock every day, so I had no idea it was a penis. So she would say shit like, "Set your hot cock ass down."
Am I not going to use that all the time now?
I had no idea cock was a dick until I moved to Indianapolis and I tried to write a joke. I said, "Oh, my mama said set your hot cock ass down," and all the white people were like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" So my black friend, you know Dion, you know Dion, he was like, "Pat, a cock is a dick." I was like, "When did they change it?" So my whole life, I thought cock was a pussy because my mama.
Yeah, we used to call cock a pussy too when in Jersey. In the black community.
Yeah, cock was a pussy. It was never a penis.
Now he's called cock a pussy, yeah.
Why am I learning this at 47? Cock is a pussy?
Yes.
And I even remember Richard Pryor doing a joke where he used cock in the pussy reference, where I can't remember the joke.
Like a girl's cock.
Yeah.
No, stop. First of all, Richard Pryor sucked cock.
But he called it a dick.
Wait a minute. Black people call pussy
cock.
Well, in the 70s, like in the 80s, like back in the day, yeah, when I was a kid, I remember.
How old are you?
Cock being, I'm 49.
Okay. You're 49 years old?
Yeah.
Holy shit, you fucking look good. You definitely have a nice cock.
Should I be dead?
What did he say? That's that cocoa butter over there.
Coconut oil.
Cock was a pussy in the black community. And I never heard of a reference as a dick until I moved to Indianapolis.
Interesting.
That's so fucking weird.
Yeah, I heard when I moved to a white neighborhood.
You used to be like, oh, I'm gonna eat that cock.
Yeah, we used to say cock. Yeah, we used to say cock.
Cock as a
pussy. Yeah.
Well, how does it even go? I don't even know how it would go together. How does that happen?
Because nobody told the black community a cock was a dick. So we just...
Yeah, we didn't. I didn't know
again,
that.
It's our fault again.
Later.
Yeah. Okay?
Well,
what the fuck? How is that our fault?
I'm trying to think. Yeah.
Because they were busy fighting for the right to use our drinking fountains while that all came out. I don't say much, but when I do, it's a winner.
It's profound.
Really
you got that right.
Slap me in the face with that one, Gary. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for misleading you on the word cock. I apologize. Wow, your foot's big.
15.
Whoa.
All right, what do you got?
Me? 12.
12.
I got 12. And they're talking about his cock.
You don't have a big cock. I've seen your dick.
When?
No, I actually drew it. I'm sorry. I apologize. I sketched it one time. I was at a Starbucks in Quebec. And I was just, let me just sketch my friend's cocks and see if I'm right someday. I'll show you upstairs. I have a whole book.
Oh, that's great.
So, Miss Pat, this is your first, is this your second Montreal?
My third Montreal.
Your third?
Yeah.
Third. Now, did you come new faces?
I was a new face.
What the fuck?
Nice. What year?
I don't remember, but I didn't get shit. So they told me, they was like, oh, you go to Montreal, you're going to get rep, you're going to blow up. Charlie, was the year of the white boy. Nobody wanted my fat black ass.
Those
nobody
good
even
years,
said,
yeah.
Nobody even said hi. Yeah. What did he say?
What I said those are some good years. It's too much. Now it sounds
all we had was zero to 2016. That's all we had. And this guy, who, by the way, has had everything. Is complaining that it's all about the transgenders are stealing from him.
He's
hello. Oh, my gosh.
You shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm your hype man.
Yeah, like he got a
bottle. Everything I get gets canceled.
Well, keep trying, motherfucker.
Yeah, Chris, what do you think? They don't watch it? You think they spend millions on your pilot and they just, fuck it, we're not taking it. They watched it and made a decision.
How many years of acting classes do we take?
Years.
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 What do you want me to tell?
I don't know.
I did 7 hard with Larry Moss.
How many pilots have you had?
About three now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Oh, that is
whatever.
Great white privilege. Shut the fuck up.
That is. Thank you. Oh, my God. Oh,
yeah.
Three pilots. And by the way, when you shoot a pilot or get a deal, you get a lot of fucking money.
Thank you.
So what the fuck are you
complaining about? I didn't get a lot
about?
Of money. I got out of pilot last year. You don't get that much money anymore.
Well, that's you get money. I sold a pilot last year, and I had enough to fucking pay my credit cards off and buy a real purse.
I didn't even, I don't, nah. Can I stop 1 second? I don't understand a word she just said.
That
was one word to me. I might have had a, got, had a real purse. I don't know what the fuck that was.
She said she got a pilot last year and she couldn't afford to.
I'm so,
but she bought a real purse.
Okay, and, yeah. Thank you.
Oh my God. No, you
God.
Stay here.
Yeah. Stewardess, I speak jive.
No, goddamn, he speak black.
Holy yeah. shit. Thank well, it you. Is, here's the thing, is that it, there, it, everybody complains. We're comics. That's what we do. We complain about fucking anything.
Yeah.
But in reality, everybody, the opportunity to come up here. I told somebody the other day, it's like, dude, I got this new faces and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, dude, you won.
Yeah.
You got picked. Yeah. You're here with us. If you're here, you win.
Yeah.
You get to be up here with the best comics in the fucking world, doing shows together in front of the fucking fans that travel from all over to come see us. You won. It's not about what you get from this. It's the fact that you're here. You're in.
I wasn't complaining. I literally was talking about looking at guys' dicks in the shower, and then I'm getting yelled at.
You complain.
What the fuck?
You were complaining.
I just have a hate. It's like people don't want to like me because they think, you know, my fucking, I have like a, you know, fucking Viking head.
And you
people
just want to
be like, you
want to
do this.
Homo habilis.
Homo habilis head. Yeah, I read the book Sapiens. I'm a reader. I'm fucking not.
Bugs me how smart you are, Chris.
Yeah, but you know, I fucking look try like to get judged.
You look like you'd be dumb as mud.
I know. Well, I mean, look, I make dumb decisions. I mean, you know, I had a fucking baby with a girl with a tattoo on her tit. I'm not saying I make the fucking greatest choices, but I'm fucking, I can read.
Wait a minute. Did you say you would not have a baby with a girl with a tattoo?
No, I did. I did have. I do have a child with a girl who's got a tattoo on her tit.
What's wrong with that?
Well, you know, I'm living with my father now, so, you know, a lot's wrong with that. So they take you for what you're worth. But it is what it is. You know, you make choices. I'm
a
fucking Italian kid from Brooklyn.
Wait a minute.
We go nuts.
Did she spend your pilot money and send you back to your daddy?
The pilot. Yeah. Well, no, not really. I mean, there's a lot of other things that happen. She has a huge boyfriend now, so I hope she's not listening, or he's not listening, because he's a big fucking guy. Yeah. But, you know.
But here's the thing. Imagine if you didn't get any of that money and you had that kid, where you'd be. Imagine if none of that happened.
Yeah.
I mean, Chris, let's be honest.
You blessed.
She wouldn't have married him, though.
No, we never got married.
Okay.
Yeah. No, they never got married.
We had a kid.
Yeah, that's you have it. A beautiful daughter.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Love her.
And she gets to ride around in a BMW. When she's with the mom, when she's with you, it's a Chevy.
Well, a Chevy, it's the bus. When it's with me.
Metro car.
You don't take the bus.
I had to take it cross town, but if you know, whatever. There was a lot of traffic.
You're
it was a cross-town bus. You could take the bus cross-town from east to west Manhattan. It's
you
crazy.
You can't go up and down?
No, not up and down. Then you're a loser. But if you take it cross-town, it's quick. the worst part was I got on the bus and somebody noticed me from MTV. They're like, you're that guy from Guy Card. I was like, no. Yeah, but it happens.
You had a pretty blessed career. And it's not even over yet. I mean, you're still going strong.
What are you? How old are you?
33.
Boy, I got two kids older than you.
33.
Really? She goes, I have two kids older than you.
Oh,
yeah, Miss Pat is
my gay daughter, 32.
Miss
really?
Yeah, and I have a 31 year.
How many kids you got?
I got four kids and two abortions.
Okay.
What? Why would you? I didn't even ask that. What the fuck? Why would I?
You
ask
gotta get them while you can.
I'm honest, and I count all of my fucking kids. You can't keep them all, but I count them all.
Yeah. Okay. It's fair enough.
So a lot of bitches are mothers and don't tell you because they think because they're not here, they're not mothers. Bitch, the baby was in there, is gone, but you're still a mama.
I agree.
So I got four kids and two abortions.
Okay, did you... you didn't name them, did you?
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. bye bye.
Oh my God.
Was that one bye and the other one bye or bye bye?
No, that's bye bye like Mike Mike.
Bye bye. Bye 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 bye. Show look good to me. Whose song is that? Translate for me, brother.
That was a Johnny Gill, my, my, my. You sure look good tonight. Yes.
Thank God.
I think Just for Laughs is going to hire you every year to translate.
You got fucked up part. He's translating English into better English. Nothing like an intelligent black man with glasses.
Now, Gary, you've been with the same girl for a long time.
Yeah, 4 years.
Now,
yeah.
What do you think about having a kid? Is that even entering the equation?
No, I couldn't do that.
Why is that?
No.
To someone? Like, what do you
bring
mean?
Because I don't know how many more years this planet even has left to.
Why the fuck
are
you worried about the planet? We talking about just sex. Like, how long do your penis have left? Don't worry about the planet. The planet gonna take care of itself. Have a baby. I gotta tell you this, Gary Goldman, right?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I used to have the biggest fucking crush on you. I'm serious. I saw, what, Last Comic Standing? You were so fucking good looking and tall. I was like, fuck, I ain't into white boys, but I might be Harriet Tubman for him.
Wait a minute.
Oh, she has great taste.
I always thought you was fucking drop dead gorgeous. I saw you in Boston one night. You remember?
Yeah.
You had just got out of Last Comic. I was like, oh, fuck, there he is. And I went on stage and I didn't have a good set. And you went up there and killed. I was like, oh my God, he's fucking in the room. And I'm not really into white guys like that, but I fucking thought you were fucking gorgeous.
Miss Pat, we've been fucking hiking every day, going to breakfast. I've taken you out to lunch and
you're
breakfast.
You're not my type, Bobby.
Let me finish the fucking sentence at least.
What you, I got, you know, a black man look just like you at the house. You're not.
What the fuck are you laughing at? Here, Gary. Okay, I know the world's ending, but it's not going to end in our lifetime. Let's
not
get carried away.
Okay, so I'm exaggerating.
It's not going to end in your kid's lifetime. But I'm saying is that you would be such an amazing father. The kid you bring up,
because
I think everything, all the troubles in the world, in my opinion, happen at the playground. It starts there.
Yes.
And it starts with these shit people that raise shit kids, and it just continues.
Yes.
But if guys like me and you and Miss Pat.
I'm a girl.
Mm-hmm. And Miss Pat, they can do the math. We know. Well, you got shot in the tit. We get it. She did. She got a bullet in the boob.
No, I know. I know the Miss Pat story.
But it's our. If we have these kids and we raise them with good values and we raise them as good people, that's where the change happens, right?
Yeah,
so
but I'm.
Anybody should have a kid.
I will say, as a parent, it's a dope experience. Like. Yeah. Being a father, especially now we're older too. It's like
First
some of all, new shit.
How we stop racism, guys? If we got to have our kids fuck each other.
I skipped Chris. I skipped you intentionally for the joke.
Not my
but nobody got it, so now I feel bad.
It's just
one of the best dads ever. I apologize.
Yeah, look at
you're
my
great
Instagram.
Dad.
Yeah,
how old is your daughter?
She's three.
Oh,
she's three and a half Puerto Rican. Yeah.
Will you stop saying that?
Why well, it's trying to get that? Diversity points.
That's good.
What do you got? New faces again? You trying to get your daughter new faces?
Oh, yeah. She's absolutely. That'd be great.
And that's how you stop racism. When we tell our kids, like my son, I told you earlier, my son was really fat and the white girls didn't want him because we live in our white neighborhood. As soon as he dropped that weight and got more dick, he got white bitches on my roof now. So, you know, I love it. I tell my kids, I said, I don't give a fuck what you fuck, just don't have no kids. You know, you don't want no kids right now. You fucking young. You supposed to just sling it everywhere, having sex in the graveyard, all kind of stuff. It's free.
Did you tell your kid to fuck in a graveyard?
I fuck in the graveyard.
Can I say something? I got my ass eaten in the graveyard once.
You gonna disrespect people like that?
It wasn't on a grave. I wasn't standing over somebody's foot reading 19. You know, I was.
How old were you when the?
I was in this girl who I loved in high school. She was this blonde girl. She was like Sandra Dee, just the sweetest person ever. And she dated
Sandra Dee.
Yeah,
you had to go back to 1953 for
a nice.
So she dated this Eric kid. He had a Camaro, and he was just this Italian kid, had a gold chain. He treated her like shit, but I was always there for her. And she would, I just loved her, and she never, ever would give me anything. And through all the 3 years of high school, I just was always there for her, a shoulder to cry on. And I remember one time we kissed, and I was like, oh my God, it's going to happen. But then she got back together with him. So I think it was a year or so after high school, I saw her somewhere, and she was totally done. He fucked her over, she was done. And we wound up making out. We wound up making out, and I took her to a cemetery, and I made her eat my ass.
Yeah, wait,
revenge.
Turned around and spread it. Yeah. Do you realize what a long shot that is?
What?
To have your ass eaten by a woman who wouldn't even... That goes beyond having sex with her, even anal sex with her. For her,
Yeah,
no, back then my asshole was awesome, Gary. It was one color, no wrinkles. It was a tight
one.
Now it looks like a dead octopus. But back then, it was fucking gorgeous. It was a treat to get up in
Robert, don't sit here and lie. You know your asshole don't look like a dead octopus. You ain't seen your asshole, neither have I. That's impossible, y'all. That's impossible. Science couldn't help us find our assholes.
First of all, Ms. Pat, you're wrong. I've looked at my asshole.
You
really?
Lying.
I had something on it.
You got a colonoscopy?
No, I'm going.
He said something.
I got one a month ago.
Because of you, I'm going in
there you go.
A couple weeks. I'm going to get my
asshole.
Why
you having so young?
I was the shit that was coming out of my ass like 3 months ago. And then I had, just to be funny, I was ripping these farts one day. I was doing a college somewhere. And I was ripping these farts and recording them and sending them to my friends. And just like, and it would be say something silly like, go Mets, you know, and just be me ripping ass. And then, or like, good morning, sunshine, and right? So I went to the GI doctor because I was like farting a lot and just shitting. I was like, that's weird colors. And then I said to him, you know, I showed him pictures of my poop. It was okay. And then I was telling him all these things. He was listening. And then he said, you know, what is your gas like? I said, well, actually, I've recorded it, thinking like he was going to laugh. And he like listened, like he was like, play them. And I was like, this one's Go Mets. And he listened to me. And I thought he was going to laugh. And he goes, please play it again. And then I played it the second time. He goes, we need to schedule you for a colonoscopy.
Oh.
He was like, you need to get a colonoscopy immediately. I was like, are you serious? He was like, yeah, I think you could have some problems.
Well, what did it sound like? Kenny G song? Oh, no.
You have it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, this is the best.
Yeah, hold on.
Oh, this is the best.
Okay, let me... Hold on. I got it. Wait.
There's nothing bad. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Fart comedy, the funniest.
It's literally, you can't beat it. Hold on. Let me just...
If you
just,
don't laugh at farts, I don't... Please don't
have to. You're a fucking communist.
It's the original joke,
It's the original joke.
Yeah.
A caveman
the first
was,
laugh came
just
off
killed,
a fart. Yeah.
Just killed something they ate.
Yeah, I got to...
The first laugh was just the two fucking cavemen and their wives sitting around a fire.
Here we go.
Here we go. Put it up to the microphone.
Yeah, that does sound problematic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like there's an obstruction, hang on. Right?
Oh God.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It wasn't enough. It was too tight.
Oh. I was thinking the same shit.
An obstruction. It sounds like the fart of an elderly.
Is choking your farts.
Yeah.
They were just, you know.
Play it again, cause
yeah, dude, that doesn't sound right.
Can y'all taste that?
The pitch, how it went up. Listen how it goes up and down.
Is it lunchtime?
Yeah, he said it was. He said there wasn't enough room for the gas to escape, so he was worried that there was something in there that wasn't supposed to be.
I wish he found a matchbox car.
He found one of Mateo Lane's rings.
So
one of them.
So what did he say after you had the colonoscopy?
Well, I got the colonoscopy, and then he said, which is weird. He said you're clean as a whistle, and I was like, oh, that's weird. And then he said I did have two polyps on my ass, but he said, I don't think they're anything, but he said, I'm going to send him to the lab.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, I'll call you in like 2 weeks. And then he called me 3 days later at 9 o'clock at night.
Oh Jesus.
Which is always like the worst time. And he was like, hey, can I speak to Chris, please? I said, yes to me. He said, oh, this is Dr. Neil from Liberty Endoscopy. He said, do you have a moment? And I said, it's 9 o'clock at night. Like, and my heart was like in my throat. Mm. I was like, yeah. What's up? He goes, I just want, everything's clean. Everything's good. No problems at all. Yeah. He said, you know, you just need to eat more fiber. But everything's good. I'll see you when you're 50. And
what
I was like, why don't you just fucking text me that? You know?
I hope I hope when I go in a couple weeks, that would just be the worst podcast ever. If I wind up having fucking ass cancer and I'm gone next year.
Well, that's the good thing.
This is the last podcast I do?
Yeah. Well, why are you going? What do you think's, going
why
on?
Why am I going?
Do you have shit? Do you have like, what's up with your shit? Is it flat? Is it different colors?
I'm going because you
does it float? Does it float?
What, my shit?
Yeah.
I don't know how to answer
that. You gotta look
at
your shit. You have to look at your poop. You can't do courtesy flushes unless you're in a pump, whatever. But you have to look at your shit.
Wait, I'm going because you fucking scared the shit out of me on the phone to go.
Well, I mean, I think you all should go. But if you're not having problems, I was having problems. Like I was having stomach pains, and I thought I was shitting blood.
Oh, dear
Lord.
Yeah,
it looked dark. It was darker than normal.
Oh.
And I had all different pictures of it. And one of the pictures, the doctor was like, please. It was pretty, because it looked glossy, but it was just the light from the camera. But it looked like he thought I dipped it in, like, syrup or something.
You have a shit albino?
It was just a...
A white shit? That's a problem. A clay-colored poop? That's a pancreatic issue.
Oh, my God.
A white shit is no good. White shit or... white poop and Coca-Cola dark-colored piss, those are big issues.
But that's coffee, really. If you
it's that or pancreatic cancer. Take your fucking pick. You know? Those are the main signs.
Well, I went in one time for... I had some stuff coming out of my butt, and so I live in this small town in Indianapolis, and everybody's white, and that was my first white doctor.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm a comic. I go in and I say, hey, doctor, some little meat coming out my ass. And so he put me on the bed. I knew I had hemorrhoids. And so I waited till he looked. You know, I got a big ass booty. He spread my booty cheeks. And I was like, hey, Dr. Johnson, you ever had this much big black ass in your face? He let my booty clap and sent me out to a specialist.
It's so funny because I said the same thing to my doctor.
I went to the emergency room because I was constipated because my daddy used to get constipated. When old people get constipated, they are scared they're going to fucking die. If they don't have a bowel movement, that is death. I said, daddy, you got cancer. You worry more about shitting than you do your cancer. Your cancer is going to kill you before a bowel movement do. Mm. So, like, if he couldn't shit.
One second. What the fuck was that?
What the?
The last part, Baba Doo Ba Doo.
Oh, it's gonna kill you more before a cancer does.
The Bible, the Bible.
Okay, no bowel movement. No
bowel movement.
Okay.
So he would
actually call 911, and
what?
And they would come get him in the ambulance because he was fucking constipated. And I was like, daddy, you can't keep doing this. This is fucking taxpayer money. And they would get, one time, the doctor get in there, he just got his whole fist just pulling shit out my daddy's ass.
Yeah.
But the last time, he gave my daddy something so powerful, y'all, that he fucking blew the shit all up the wall. He would never call 911 again. I was like, that's what you fucking get.
That's what you got.
Wow. Wasting taxpayer money.
911 should only be used to report.
Well, that's Tony Burton right there, everybody. Give it up. Apparently, I guarantee a more important client just came in. That's the festival. That's that's it right there in a nutshell. See you later, T, you cocksucking motherfucker. Who are you talking to?
Michael Calta.
Yes, yeah, Mike Calta. His number one client.
Cowhead.
Client.
Yeah. Calta. He's
Tell him I said hi.
Yeah.
Tell him we all said hi. I don't know
Burton,
who he is.
Doesn't he look like a Catholic school football coach?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go Notre Dame.
Yeah. I like Blue Apron.
I like
all different colors of aprons, but to be honest with you, blue is my favorite. Blue Apron, you know why I like it? Because it delivers farm-fresh ingredients and step-by-step recipes to your door like the freaking postman.
Yeah, it's like for guys like us who don't know how to do stuff, it comes in, 45 minutes, you got a great meal on the table, step-by-step. All the ingredients are measured. It's perfect for especially a single dad like yourself.
100%. I don't even talk to my own mother anymore. I just talk to my Blue Apron. Why? Because the mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone, even guys like me and Bobby Kelly.
Bobby.
And you know how it achieves this? By supporting a more sustainable food system, setting the highest standards for ingredients, and building a community of home chefs. That's good for the environment.
It is good for the environment. You know what? It's convenient and variety, too. Blue Apron delivers fresh, pre-proportioned ingredients step-by-step instructions that can be cooked in under 45 minutes. Flexibility. You can offer 12 new recipes a week. Customers can pick two or three or four based on their best fits their schedule. High quality. Blue Apron, only GMO ingredients, no non-GMO ingredients with no added hormones. They have great food, too. Check this out. What is that? Cheeseburger with spicy slaw.
No way.
Seared chicken, tangy barbecue sauce.
Yes.
My God, 2008 menu look. 18 looks great. Enjoy cooking, eating this summer with Blue Apron. Okay? Relatable. Here it is, dude. I love it because it comes in a box. It's ready to go. Mm-hmm. And I can cook it with my son. Teach him how to cook, too.
Oh, my God. See that? And that's what I love about it, too. It's like now when I get a girl coming over because I'm a single dad living with my own dad, now I can look like I know how to cook because of Blue Apron. Thank you, Blue Apron.
That's right. It's reliable. I'm telling you, man. Check it out. You all the dinners with Blue Apron, they're incredible, okay? You cook them right there any night of the week. Delicious. It tastes good, too. Some of this food that come, it tastes weird. This food is every single meal I have, I've enjoyed and loved, and it's been like a five-star meal at a restaurant.
Samesies. I love Blue Apron. I've been using it for, I would say well over a year now, and I don't even mind how I'm getting fat from Blue Apron. I don't even mind it. I love it.
Some of the best family moments right at dinner.
Oh, absolutely.
So why not make a great dinner with BlueApron.com?
Makes sense.
So check out this week's, this summer's menu. Get three meals for free at BlueApron.com/dude. That's BlueApron.com/dude. And get your first three meals free at BlueApron.com/dude. It's a better way to cook.
Absolutely. Beats my mother's mushy peas.
But the people laughed.
Yeah.
I'll see you later. Take your red face and beat it.
So make sure y'all get checkups.
He really does. He looks like I went to his. I did a benefit for him up in Pleasantville. He lives in Pleasantville.
Oh, he would. What he's the got fuck that Pleasantville
is that?
Look.
Oh, really?
Tony, yeah. He's got dark secrets.
But
we'll
we,
talk
went
about
to, we went to. me and Verzi went after to. He's a member of the Masons.
And really?
We went to the Masons Lodge after smoke cigars.
That's some fucking, crazy shit.
It was just a house.
Illuminati.
On
yeah.
a street.
Yeah.
And it was just a bunch of dudes in there. It was pretty fucking crazy. Pretty funny.
Yeah, pretty interesting, yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. Not as interesting as I thought it'd be, but.
Yeah.
Pat, you on your phone, sweetie? You all right?
Yeah.
You know, I'm checking on my son. He went on vacation with my white neighbors, so I got to keep my eye on him.
Mm. I don't understand that. Why are you worried about your son being out with white neighbors?
Well, shit, the world is crazy right now, so I have to check on my baby.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is he all right?
Yeah, he's okay.
He's
people.
At camp, right? He's at a lake.
No, he went camping with them, and I'm very scared because we don't camp. Hmm. And my oldest son, he's 31 when we first moved to Indianapolis. He started dating white girls. So one day I called him up, no lie, y'all, he's a stupid fuck. So I was like, where are you going, son? He's like, oh, me and whatever her name is, Becky. I'm just going to say Becky.
Becky? Yeah.
Becky.
Was,
so he said, honestly, he told me that they was going tanning. And I said, nigga, you can't tan.
Nah.
And he was like, I can't. I was like, bring your motherfucking ass on. She's trying to kill you. You get in that bed, you're going to blow the fuck up. He actually
thought. You can't tan?
No, we can't get in that shit. Y'all be getting it. Can you?
I had a black girlfriend who would go to tanning so that she didn't have to change her makeup.
No, you ain't heard
really?
That shit.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But she's light. How light skinned was she?
No, she was
your.
Oh wow.
Oh, that's a damn lie. She was baking herself. She was killing herself. Ain't no way to fuck somebody that black gonna get in. Well, nobody even allow him to get in no tanning bed. They would call the police on his ass.
I was looking for
black
her
man
everywhere.
Can't
she
tan.
Was in the last place.
No.
I used to go tanning all the time. And then I realized what a fucking, it's just stupid. What am I doing? I'm just going into a bed and killing
you had
my
a great
skin.
Bit about it. Do you remember?
Did I?
How they would make you put a sock over your penis?
Yeah?
For
what?
Yeah. And it was so funny. And your back farted in the tanning.
Oh, yeah. That's
Boom.
Another thing.
Yeah.
Chubby people can't go into tanning beds because your back forms a suction cup. Sweat. So I lied down. I sweat. And my back was stuck to the tanning bed. And when I pulled it up, it just went... And there's no ceilings in there, so it's just this fucking loud. But it kept the whole time.
Hilarious.
It looked like it would be really scary to get in a bed and let somebody close these lights down on you.
That's why?
It's just some freaky looking shit.
It's stupid. Tanning beds are ridiculous. Tanning beds are ridiculous. Yeah. You shouldn't go tanning. The sun's outside. Yeah. Go to the fucking sun. If you want to be tanned all the time, move to Florida. Go somewhere else. If not, you shouldn't go out. We shouldn't even be in the sun.
In my neighborhood, well, old neighborhood on 18th Avenue in Benson Hurst, Brooklyn, Paulie Walnuts from The Sopranos, he used to own the Alaskan Sun Tanning Salon on 18th Avenue and just stand outside and make fun of people who were like white as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, get your fucking pasty ass in here, kid. I'll tan you for free, you piece of shit. And I remember like I would walk by and be like, look at this fucking white Casper motherfucker. Why don't you get in the bed, asshole? He's like, you want to bang tonight? Or what do you want to, like, he would just abuse you.
Oh, that's
and you'd
surreal.
Go in and you'd fuck, and then you'd feel scared because you'd recognize him from Sopranos. You'd
Tony
Sirico. Like, why don't you come in the fucking tanning salon, asshole? And then I'd have to go in and buy shit. So that's the only time I tanned is when, you know, he forced me to.
But the president tanned. Tans.
Trumpy? Oh, yeah.
I mean, he fucking tans.
Who, President
Absolutely.
Trump?
I think he uses a spray tan, right?
But why? I want to know, why the fuck the tanning bed don't get up on his eyes?
Because he uses the
cucumbers or something like that.
They white as fuck. I'm like, Trump, you're using your tanning bed wrong.
Yeah.
We still know you really fucking white. But I got to tell y'all this. So Trump came to the football game in Atlanta for the SEC championship, Georgia and Alabama. And my girlfriend worked there, and I was downstairs. I got to tell you, Trump looked like shit on TV. He looked like an orange piece of shit, and I do not like President Trump. But I'm going to be honest with you. Those cameras on TV is fucking him up because he's really not a bad-looking dude.
His skin, he
looked like motherfucking money. I'm telling you, the motherfucker looked rich, and he ain't that ugly. That orange shit you see on TV, they fucking up.
They
fucking up the lights. What'd you say?
I said the camera adds 10 pounds and racism.
Might be racist, but
he don't
look that
bad. But I paused before I said
bad.
Racism. I thought that made it.
It was perfect.
Yeah.
We don't have cans on. That's why we really can't hear each other.
He don't look that bad for real. He looked like shit on TV, but in person, he looked like money.
Tall, big guy.
He looked like he could be racist, too.
He's imposing like you, Donnie Boy. You ever met him?
No.
I met him. Yeah, well, just because, you know, he like loves like the cops and the firemen. So you'd go to something before he was president. He was always in Brooklyn.
Oh, okay.
You know, so you'd meet him and whatever. I met him
a couple
of times.
Those people who become presidents age really fast.
Oh, yeah. Fuck
sure,
yeah.
Of course.
Remember
stressful.
Obama when he first got in? He was just good looking, walking
like a black pastor. Walked out, that motherfucker looked like he had filed bankruptcy.
Yeah.
Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton was my very first vote. I didn't know what the fuck Democrat was or Republican because nobody voted in my family. So they were sending these flyers in the mail saying, hey, Bob Dole or Bill Clinton. So I told my girlfriend, because I'm a convicted felon and I mixed that cutoff. So I was like, bitch, we going to go vote. And he was like, who the fuck we going to vote for? And Bill Clinton sent me a flyer. And so did Bob Dole. And I looked at the two flyers and I was like, ugh, that white man looked like shit. We going to vote for this cute ass white dude.
Yeah.
And that's how I voted for Bill Clinton. Good looking as fuck.
Yeah.
When he finished, he looked like he had gotten his dick sucked, been beat up, ran over. He had aged.
That looked like shit. His nose got big. Remember the bulb of his nose got bulbous.
Yeah.
I wonder what Trump's gonna look. I mean, Trump isn't a good looking guy. I know you probably saw him in person. He looks better than he does on TV,
but
he's a pretty fucking ugly guy. What is he gonna look like in 8 years?
I don't think he'll be 80 years old.
The same, because he's only putting in like 3 hours a day.
You think so?
Yeah.
What do you mean three hours a day?
He mostly golfs.
No way.
He golfs and tweets.
No,
I watches Fox News.
I know a girl. Well, I knew it's my friend was dating her.
I almost regret voting for him.
She was.
Who? What? You voted for him?
No, Gary said he did. It was a joke, though.
No, I was just. Yeah. Are you fucking kidding me?
My God, you can't fucking say you voted for him in public.
I don't know why
crazy.
White people won't say they vote for him. Stand up for what you believe in. You know, the shit that I hate the most is when you apologize for something that you said. Stand by your bullshit. So, you know, I voted for you. I fucking hated the Clintons. I hate it because they act like they don't remember when they called.
Did you vote for Trump?
Fuck no.
All right, no.
Is you crazy? I would never vote Republican. I mean, even if I got enough money, because I've been on the other end. Where you, and I tell people all the time, they be like, these fucking programs don't work. Yes, they do. That's why I'm here today, because of the fucking programs, the welfare to work program,
yes,
that Bill
I'm
Clinton
a welfare.
Put me through.
We were dependent on welfare growing
GED
up. And this is Banana Republic.
Yeah,
fuck yeah, dude.
I mean, and those programs, people think that these programs that the government have, now you're not going to save the world with these programs. But if you put 20 people in one of these fucking government-funded programs and 8 of them do right, that's a fucking success story. I got a GED. I learned how to give a fuck and think that I grew up with a mentality that society owed me something. So I thought, well, fuck, I'm here because of the white man. Or I'm here because I made a fuck. You know, didn't nobody give a fuck about me? When somebody stopped and said, bitch, you could, if you work for what you want, you'll earn way more. And that's what I wasn't taught that as a kid. And I learned a lot of this shit going through these welfare programs and these GED programs that fucking Clinton had. These fucking programs work.
Oh shit.
Oh,
I'm sorry. What the fuck?
Shut
up, Pat.
Gary Gatton appreciated that.
We get it. You were shot. Everything sucked. Now you're doing great.
No, everything
you're
going to
walk out of this festival
world
with 9 deals. You're the hottest thing here, you son of a bitch.
I wish.
Oh, come on. You fuck. Everybody's talking about you.
Well, ain't nobody told me shit.
You're murdering. You're murdering every night at the Nasty Show. What? I mean, fucking killing it.
It don't matter if you murder. I mean, they got a little clicky shit. Come on, don't agree? Nick?
No, no.
Yeah, transgenders are taking his place.
Nah, nobody's taking this ass. Nobody's taking anybody's place.
No,
first
yeah.
Your place is your place.
Yeah.
You can't take what you have is not mine. What I have is not yours.
Yeah,
it doesn't
I totally
matter.
Agree.
So it's like you get something, you don't get something. People like this person more than you now. Whatever. It doesn't matter. You yeah. have
and there's
what you
enough.
Have.
There's enough outlets now where like you can. I mean, you know, Hannah Gadsby can exist.
Yeah.
And Owen Benjamin can exist.
Yeah.
Both extremes. I mean, you know, they both are. So it's like, you know, it's. I mean, I shouldn't have compared those two because Owen Benjamin's
Owen
fucking
who?
Out of his mind. You know Owen Benjamin? Oh, go look at his Instagram. Holy shit. He is all the way.
He's
the
Trump's
other. He will never
son.
Get invited no. to anything in the industry ever again. Nothing. He's
yeah, but,
out. But, no, my point is, Bobby, is that he's got a career and he makes money and it's
but
just
listen,
is
but
what
that's
it
not
is.
The point. You
is
can't sit there
funny?
And trash somebody. For you can't say you can believe whatever you want, do whatever you want, and then trash them. Okay? Look it. Because people are doing that to her, too. Right?
I'm not
and,
trashing either
finish.
One of them.
But you can't. Look it. What you said at the beginning is right. Everybody has their own thing and their own crowd, and
absolutely.
People like who they like. Comedy is art. It's just like painting
right.
or anything else. It's like, I like that. I don't like this. And but for some reason, people think they have to, oh, I don't like that. It's fuck. That's when we get carried away.
Yeah.
When we start rallying against to get people to hate people because they do something different that you don't like. If somebody doesn't like something, you just keep it moving and find the thing that you like.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. I agree
I
with
agree.
You.
Right. That's like, what, I'm 47-year-old black woman, and hey, they grab hot white bitches all the time. Well, that's their niche. They like white slutty comedian, and if that's what they like, when you want a bitch who talks some real shit and don't give a fuck, then you come fuck with Miss Pat. When
or
you want
Tiffany
to put
Haddish.
A real mama in the household.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but I'm saying,
and when you want a chubby guy that
yeah,
is just
yeah.
vulnerable
yeah.
and likes to eat and do acting and make you laugh.
Yeah.
You come this
and
way.
And when you want some fucking ubiquitous comedy, you talk to me.
That's when you want one of the funniest motherfuckers on the planet, underrated motherfucker, the best joke writer walking the earth today that should be way more famous than he is, you call fucking Gary because he's the best in the biz.
And well, then, what about my friend
and then,
here?
And if you have a job somewhere for Kyle, we can get him some work.
Yeah.
If someone needs someone that can speak both languages, black and white English.
Yeah. 15 years from now.
Black and white English.
Black and white English.
Oh, hell no. Black and white English.
That's hilarious.
My husband speak like Kyle.
Yeah, your that? Husband's in the military, right?
Yeah, he's ex-military.
Oh,
he's
great.
Yeah. He's so fucked up because I have to ask him everything. It's like, hey, do I put this S on the end of once? He's like, it's once, it's once. But
I do the same
so
thing with
funny.
My wife. Because I want to type something or do something. I'm like, honey, what? Which two do I want?
No,
the double O, the W-O?
Them two dares fucked me up. T-H-E-I-R and T-H-E-R-E.
There and there.
Yeah, those yeah. get fucked with those.
I have to call my husband at work.
I got bullied out of that on Twitter.
Yeah.
I got fucking made fun of too much. I put there and yeah. the fucking fun.
They are.
When I first started tweeting, it was always N-O for no. And then BT, the comedian, like, he going to inbox me. It's the wrong fucking no. I said, I don't give a fuck,
good.
Bitch. I got a GD, and this is what it's telling me to use. I don't give a fuck. They'd be like, oh, you fucked up on Twitter. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm mean. I don't give a fuck.
But here's the thing is, I was in juvenile. I never went to English class. I never had English. And when I went to high school, I was in the rubber rooms, and I worked my way out.
What's a rubber room?
The basement.
You were special
ed. Why do you call it the basement?
No, that's special ed.
Shop classes.
Oh, okay.
Why don't I call it what we called it, Chris, and then you learn?
Huh?
Why do I have to fucking change my life for you?
No, you don't. I don't know.
Why'd you call it?
You're trying to fucking be. I don't know. I thought you were trying to be cute.
The rubber room is the slow classes.
Yeah, it was in the slow classes. Yeah, we had a weight bench and a snake.
Yeah, fuck. What was the snake to make y'all lift weights?
No, we got the little pet we got to hang out with.
Oh.
We got one paragraph a day with five questions, and we had to answer the five questions from the one paragraph, and then we played kickball.
My
you
friend,
did great.
But that wasn't my fault. I was there because of my behavior. Blah blah blah. I could have done better. I just didn't have the opportunity. And then when I got into high school, I worked my way out, got a scholarship to a community college for art and blah, blah, blah. But it was too late by then. You know what I mean? And then I found comedy, which fucked me.
No, it didn't. It showed how smart you are.
Comedy did not fuck
Yeah, but I wish if I could have just learned English a little better. Because when I write stuff now, it's really hard. Mm-hmm. Because you think you're writing this masterpiece, and then you give it to my wife, and she's like, this doesn't make I have to go through this. Like, right. There's no commas. There's no fucking... I don't know what a fucking semicolon... What is that?
Yeah, I've never used a semicolon in my
never?
Life.
Never?
I've never. No, yeah. I don't think I've ever used it once in my life.
It's a vestigial...
A what?
Punctuation.
A what? A what?
Vestigial.
This motherfucker just used the word vestigial.
Full colon is a different story.
Vestigial is like the
I never heard of that word before.
The appendix. The appendix is a vestigial organ.
We don't need it anymore.
We don't need it
it's
anymore.
Like the coccyx tailbone. Yeah. We don't need it anymore.
You need the coccyx.
And what was that
we
word?
Don't need it, no.
Excuse me, white people. What was that word?
Vestigial.
Vestigial.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go
crazy. Hang on a second.
It's proof of evolution.
Kyle, what was that word?
Vestigial.
Vestigial. Did you say it from his pet that she can...
Vestigial.
Okay. How the fuck you turned into a translator?
I just found out about that word too. I didn't know what that
was. All right, listen, we gotta wrap this shit up.
This was so fun.
Yeah, that was a good time. I love you guys. I've known you guys for a long time. I really appreciate you guys coming on, especially up here at Just for Laughs. It's always I love that they added podcasting to the festival during the day. It's something to do. I've done a couple of them, and it's always been fun up here. So I appreciate it. Kyle, thanks for coming on, brother.
Yeah,
I hope to see you back up here sooner than later.
Yeah, in 16 years. Yeah, I'll be, 62 or some shit? Yeah, I might be back.
Well if we don't see you up here, it's not...
I'm 49.
Maybe I'll have you back to do this.
I shouldn't tell people that, because people get weird when I tell them my age. They'd be like, oh, shit, I'm sorry. Damn, bro.
I believe 39. Sir. Wouldn't you believe 39?
I believe 39. Yeah, with those legs. Look at those legs.
Yeah.
Look at that fucking, wow, look at that. All right, relax, it's a little weird now. Gary, I can't thank you enough for coming on.
Oh, thanks for having
what
me
do
on.
You, what do you have, first of all? Twitter account, does something want to plug it?
Twitter, I'm mostly Instagram I mess with a lot, you know.
Oh, yeah, Instagram?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the hot one now.
Kyle Grooms, yeah.
Kyle Grooms, all right.
I was snapping, but once Instagram got movies, I said.
What's snapping mean?
Snapchat.
Snapchat.
Oh, okay, I don't do
I
Snapchat.
I hate that shit.
Yeah,
Snapchat's to show your dick.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's all it is, because it goes away.
Yeah, it's
you show your dick, it goes away
intimate
forever.
Conversations.
And you can see when they take a screen grab, it tells you like, ah, she's got my dick. I'm in trouble. My wife's gonna fucking kill me. I gotta say a quick shout out to some fans who are really a big part of my show: Zach Ross, Steve Browdy, Robert Thomas, Weston Slatnick, Molly. Who the fuck is that? Molly. What does that say, Gary?
Molly W.
Molly W. Is that? That's an R, though. That's a Mall.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mallory W.
See? It wasn't that. See? He didn't do it either.
Yeah. I think I fucked you up, though.
Well, because you told me it was Molly and I fucked my you up. Eyes. Yeah.
Mallory W. and Jason Bulks, I want to thank you guys so much for being a part of the podcast and donating to the Patreon. Gary, what do you got?
I've got shows at La Chapelle tonight and tomorrow night.
La Chapelle.
Our shows are, it's a small theater. Colin did it last night.
Really?
It's a small theater.
I heard it was a beautiful theater.
Yeah, it's lovely.
They're doing a lot more one-man shows up here.
Yeah.
A one-person show, sorry.
Right, yeah.
I don't want your fucking president getting mad at me. all right, great, buddy. I love you.
Chris, I love you, too.
I have even smaller show. The Montreal Improv, 8:30. Wouldn't recommend it, but, you know, if you want to come, fucking, you're an ass. Yeah, tonight, tomorrow, Saturday, Montreal Improv, 8:30, but, you know, whatever. Maybe I may not even show up, so.
What? Who doesn't recommend their own show?
I mean, whatever. You know, come. I don't fucking know. I mean, do whatever you want. What? I think we have the same Jordans. The same Jordans? Oh, yeah. Fucking great, dude. Yeah, come to the show if you want. I'll probably have the same outfit. I don't even have a room yet, so.
What is this sneaker fucking thing?
I don't know. I like the sneakers. I'm not a sneaker keeper kind of kid. Yeah, I have the sneakers. I like them.
Just another thing that white man has stolen from the black man over the years.
Is that true?
Yeah. The
sneakers. Yeah.
What'd you say?
Me?
The sneaker enthusiasm is another thing that white men have stolen from black men over the years.
You got too many black power friends. Calm down.
Dang.
I live with a
you too woke. Goddamn. Okay.
A black woman. Yeah. I live with a black woman, so she, my girlfriend
Pat.
Is an activist. So
that's what black pussy do to you. Turn on your own kind.
Miss Pat, what do you got? Nasty Show.
The power of soul food.
Go see Miss Pat at the
Nasty Show with you, yeah.
With me, I'm hosting it.
I got a book out called Rabbit. Pick my shit up, please.
Yeah, pick up her book. It's on Amazon right now or iTunes.
Riveting.
You guys are the best.
It
I'm
is
Robert
riveting.
Kelly.
Do you want me to
do it? Yeah, let's do it. We're doing it. You're the. Are you nuts?
I came up like a racist.
Buddy, you're the funniest guy in the world.
All right.
You're so funny, dude.
All right.
Do you think I'd really? She loved you.
You think so? All right.
Stop it. All right. Everybody, the podcast was great.
All right, yeah, I had a good time.
It was amazing. I handpicked you.
No, I appreciate it.
Come on, dude. I love you, dude. Script, check this out. ZipRecruiter.com, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's challenging when you... Look, I have a business. I have a podcast network,
yeah.
Right? And you got to find people. It's hard to find the qualified candidates. It takes a long time. Too many applicants. It's awful. That's how ZipRecruiter makes it easy, all right? It's ZipRecruiter.com/whatdude. That's what you got to get.
Okay.
Hold that.
ZipRecruiter.com/whatdude. That's how you get the discounts. But yeah, ZipRecruiter, I'm telling you, my mom was an HR manager, and she used ZipRecruiter. She swore by ZipRecruiter.
Oh, it's great. It's unbelievable. Okay? It's for companies that need to find the right person for the job, and they don't want to go through stacks of resumes and multiple job sites and confusing review process, okay? Hiring can just be easy. All you have to do is go to ZipRecruiter.com/whatdude. Okay, ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the leading websites, job boards, okay? But they don't stop there. With their power matching technology, ZipRecruiter can scan thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invite them to apply for your job, Chris.
Yeah, and guess what? It's so effective that 80% of the employers who post on ZipRecruiter.com, guess what? They get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. Wow!
That's it right there. With results like that, Chris, it's no wonder ZipRecruiter is the highest rated hiring site in America.
It's no wonder I don't have a job. I haven't been on ZipRecruiter yet.
Right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/whatdude. ZipRecruiter.com/whatdude right now. WHATDUDE. What dude? ZipRecruiter.com/whatdude. What is it again?
I think it's ZipRecruiter.com/whatdude.
You were so funny today.
I love you.
I love you.
I want to kiss you on the lips.
Not now.
All right.
Bye. I'm Robert Kelly. Thank you so much for coming out to the live podcast.
Yeah.
See you guys later. Take it easy.
Bobby Kelly, ladies and gentlemen. Bobby Kelly. On your feet for Bobby Kelly.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go. back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs.
Thanks for coming out to today's show at the Just for Laughs Festival, presented by Bell in collaboration with Lotto Quebec.